fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Keeping in the theme of this morning's environmental little thing we've got going on, we're talking this morning on Fitter Happier about climate health. An inquiry into WA's climate health was announced back in March after a recommendation from the Climate and Sustainability Forum, which was held last year, came out. And to tell us a little bit more about it, we have Revel Bangor-Jones, who is a public health doctor at the Department of Health. Welcome to Fitter Happier.
Thank you very much.
Let's get straight into it. Tell us what Climate Health WA inquiry is all about.
Trying to put it in a nutshell, the inquiry is really looking at WA in particular and how climate change in WA affects the health of the people, but it also has an angle on how health services can contribute to the way we adapt and also the way we reduce the effects of climate change.
Okay, so there's a lot there to unpack. So it doesn't just explore what health benefits or disasters may happen to the people, but also how the services can better adapt to servicing them.
That's right. So we want to know what people are doing in their own lives in adapting or even preventing the contribution to climate change, but we're also very aware of how much that health services contribute as well.
Okay, so thinking about it, this may be completely wrong, but is it along the lines of climate change is, say, affecting, it's getting hotter, people are out in the sun, they're getting more sunburnt. Are you looking at the ramifications that has with, say, things rising like skin cancer and stuff like that? Is that what's happening?
I suppose what we're looking at is we're not really trying to reinvent the science, because we know of what global warming is going to do to our health. What we're trying to do is look at how that affects particularly Western Australia and the different areas in Western Australia, given that it's such a huge state. So yes, we are interested in the health effects, but we're not doing a research project into the incidence of skin cancer. We're looking at more about behavioural change and what people can do either to adapt or to reduce the effects of climate change.
Okay, so why do we need an inquiry?
This inquiry is unique in that it's actually instituted under a legal mantle, which means that it has to be quite a formal process, and that has significant benefits because it's something which the Minister has requested, and so it has political support, and it is a formal process by which we are enabled to ask people to provide their views and tell their stories about what they have experienced in the way of climate change.
Okay, so so the inquiry is about to begin.
No, the inquiry has started and it's well underway, but we're in stage 3 of the process at the moment, just about to begin going out to the regions and to the metro areas to actually talk to people.
So what kind of feedback have you been having so far about the inquiry?
Generally, it's very positive. I think people are now aware of what climate change means, and many people have already developed strategies to manage it and are keen to share their stories with us.
So it all came about, as we said earlier, after the Climate and Sustainability Forum held in July 2018, and we've spoken about the aim of it. But now you said you're in the third stage of it, which means you're out there interacting more with the public. What are you hoping to achieve from these interactions with the public?
I think that having a website presence and asking people to write in, can receive some contribution from the people. But what we're hoping by going out to talk to people is literally to sit down and talk and to hear people's stories. And we're hoping that more people will come forward to talk to us, given that there's now an opportunity to do that in person.
Yeah, so where are these opportunities going to happen?
We're trying to get out as far as we can across the state, so we're having them in all the 7 regions and also running 3 in metropolitan Perth. So the first one to start is on Monday in Kalgoorlie.
Kalgoorlie. And are you expecting to see in certain parts of Western Australia larger audiences of people, or what are you kind of searching for?
At the moment, we're just trying to get the message out so that we can give everybody an opportunity to come, anybody who wants to come. So the more people who can come, the more we can listen to their contribution. So I think that's the most important thing, really, is to make sure that we contact people from every social demographic, from every region, so that they can contribute.
On Fitter Happier this morning, we're talking climate health with Rebel from the Department of Health. She's a public health doctor. Now, Rebel, if listeners want to get involved, how can they reach out to you?
The first thing is that the website that we have on the Health Department website has links to all the forums that have been organised, and people can click on that and register their interest. They're free of charge to attend. If people don't have access to the internet, then they can also provide their submissions or their comments by email or even by post.
Okay, so cool. We've got the inquiry down pat. Now let's talk about health services and what ways can they be made more sustainable and efficient?
I think that probably it's not news to people how much waste health services generate, whether it's food waste or plastic waste or clinical waste. It's a vast amount of waste. So one of the first things we want to look at is how we can reduce the waste. And one of the things we've become very aware of is trying to reduce the use of things which may not be necessary, as well as finding other ways to reuse or recycle the other waste that we can't avoid.
I'm just looking at some figures right now. In the 12 months to the end of February, 81.1 million gloves were used. That's a lot of gloves.
It is, and we're trying to work out what sort of picture we could make of how that would look if you were to put them all in one place. So we're still working on
that
coming up with a
That would
a
be
picture.
A pretty cool art installation, actually, 81.1 million gloves all piled together. So how is that going to happen, though? I mean, we saw the WA Health System spend $47 million on electricity and $17 million on water, but how can that be reduced while still giving the the duty of care out to patients?
I think that's really important to discuss because we have to keep in mind things like infection control risk, safety for patients. But even keeping those in mind, there are certainly areas where we could change light globes. You use different sensors so that lights go off. When we are building new facilities, making sure that we build them in an environmentally friendly way. So all of those things are very much what people are doing in their private lives, and it's something we can translate into health services.
So the future is looking up. There's lots to look forward to.
I think that's really the message we want to get out of this, that we want to be optimistic, but with some concrete ideas of how we can make things better.
Rebel, thank you so much for your time on Fitter Happier this morning.
Thank you very much indeed.
And if anybody wanted some more information, you can head on over to health.wa.gov.au/climatehealthwa or email in climatehealthwa@health.wa.gov.au.